This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 36, recorded August 4th, 2013. It's a Sunday, and things have been pretty quiet today. Hasn't been too crazy. Not a lot going on, so I think this will probably be a fairly short episode, but you know, we'll stick with daily. Probably biggest thing we did today is I did spend several hours right at 2 p.m. Eastern time, Eastern Daylight Time. There was a show on BBC America, on BBC over like all over the world, revealing the identity of the newest Doctor Who, or newest Doctor on Doctor Who, the 12th Doctor. It's Peter Capaldi, which I'm not British, so I don't actually know him at all, but he seems like a fairly well-known British actor, especially you know in Britain. And he was apparently the front runner, so that's good. And it was that was fun to watch. It was one big difference between the way the BBC does that and the way an American show would do it is Americans would do the same thing, and that show would have been 2 hours long instead of being 30 minutes long. You know, they had the Fifth Doctor was on, and they had people on talking about various stuff, and they had some flashback things, all this sort of stuff. But for a half hour show, that is handleable, you know. But here with the Oscars and such, you know, it'd been 2 hours, 3 hours, and it would have driven me completely insane. But it was fun to watch. I'm glad I turned it on and we watched it. And we were running around doing some house chores and stuff at the same time, but had it on. And then afterwards, actually, I had a pretty fun several hour. It was half an hour at a time. It was the first, I guess, seven Doctors. It was the Doctors all the way through until the original cancellation of the series in 89. So it was a half hour at a time. Oh, and then after that, so that was 3.5 hours. And then there was a last half hour of a 4 hour block was about the companions, the various companions. But it was a half an hour at a time about each of the various earliest Doctors, the earlier Doctors before the mini, or not the mini series, the movie, and then the reboot. That was nifty. I have seen, because for me, I did watch Doctor Who mainly in high school, maybe a little middle school, mainly high school. I'm a Tom Baker. He's my Doctor. He's one of the first ones that I saw. I also saw quite a few Pertwee episodes. I like Pertwee as well, but I'm definitely a Tom Baker Doctor Who fan. Although, admittedly, with the new Doctors, I'm a Christopher Eccleston. I really enjoyed his series. I'm not up to date on, I'm very laid back. It's on Netflix. I just watch it as it comes along, you know? So I'm somewhere in the second series. So the first of the Tenants. But I really liked Eccleston and it's possible I like Tennant just as much, but, so basically I would probably say I'm Tom Baker, Eccleston, and Pertwee would be my top three Doctors. But I'm looking forward to, may try and catch up on everything by Christmas, so that, which would be a run, but hey, that's what modern-day binge viewing is all about, just sitting down over the weekend and cranking through a whole bunch of some series. And catch up to things so that by the time the regeneration occurs, I guess at the end of the year, might actually be caught up and can watch it. So that might be fun. Oh, that was the big news of the day, was watching some BBC America and a whole bunch of Doctor Who shows, which were pretty fun, I have to admit. Other than that, it's Sunday and it's been pretty quiet. So I don't think I'll have a whole heck of a lot else to say. I'm still working, you know, in my head through various things to do with the podcast. And I've got some ideas, but I think I'm going to take today for a quiet Sunday day, fill the tank a little more for tomorrow, and can get rolling on that sort of thing, because I'm not quite to the got things filled up yet. Oh, well, one other thing I did do, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I meant to write this down earlier. I was running and thinking about what I was going to do with my podcast, and unfortunately, when you're running, you can't stop and take notes. So it just now popped back into my head. One thing I had done this afternoon was on my like backup phone, which I have. So I have a phone without my old Galaxy Nexus. I use a Nexus 4 right now. My old Galaxy Nexus, which I got a Nexus 4 because the Galaxy Nexus was wigging out on charging. I was having like a USB charging problem. And it had that problem for about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. I finally broke down, got a Nexus 4, which I really like, so not a super big deal. But the charging problem went away approximately the exact day that the Nexus 4 showed up. So it's still around, and I use it occasionally for various things. And I just installed an app called Locket on there on the recommendation of Dave Slusher of Evil Genius Chronicles. He's using it. It's basically a little lock screen app that pays you a penny. It offers you ads on your lock screen, and you can choose to interact with the ads or not. But even if you don't, even if you just do the regular unlock, you get a penny at a time. And then there was there's a referral thing, and I'll generate my referral code and stick it in the show notes. But I used Dave's referral code, so he should have gotten a book. Hopefully so. And I'm going to try it out on my, like I said, on my kind of backup phone at first, and then we'll see if I move it to my regular phone. I don't know if, because right now I use I do use a password on my regular phone, and I don't know how it integrates with the password stuff. So I'd rather have the password than the app if I can only have one. But since I have a backup phone, I can use it on there as well. And I don't need a password on the backup phone. It's pretty much stripped down. I don't use it for all that much. So that was the other big news of the day. I've got Locket installed. I'm checking it out. Seems fine so far. And hopefully we kicked out a renewal bonus or a renewal referral bonus for Dave. Well, anyway, I think that's going to be it. I'm going to wrap up for the evening, and we'll be back with you again tomorrow. Don't you worry. My name is Ken Kennedy. My website's kenzoid.com. This podcast is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The podcast is licensed Creative Commons, Attribution, Share Alike, version 3.0. This is a part of the Dog Days of Podcasting challenge or affair. That's at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. That was awesome, wasn't it? My contact information is, email is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter handle is Kenzoid, and you can search on Google Plus. My name's Ken Kennedy. You can also search for Kenzoid. That'll bring it up, and the link is in the show notes. So I think that's it. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. See ya.